many of us learned about the Brown versus Board of Education landmark court case in school, that 1954 Supreme Court decision that schools that were separate but equal were inherently unequal, ended legal segregation in public schools across the country. But have you heard about Mendez versus Westminster? That 1946 federal court case led to integration of Latino students into mainstream schools in California, nearly 7 years before the Brown decision. And today, on the 70th anniversary of that decision, we want to hear about a project that's introducing a new generation of Californians to the history and legacy of that case. Bridget Kelly of NPR's Code Switch team has the story.
Five high school students sit on stage at California State University, Los Angeles, each waiting to read from their book, We Are Alive When We Speak for Justice. The book is being used as a college text on some California campuses. Inspired by the Mendez case, it features 57 essays from students like Kenny Coronel.
My piece is The Voyage to a Better Life. Mendez versus Westminster ended segregation in California schools, but in reality, we students still see and experience segregation.
Sylvia Mendez wrote the foreword to the book.
I love that book because it makes you want to cry.
That's quite an endorsement coming from Sylvia Mendez. Her family was at the center of the desegregation case. They got involved when her relatives tried to enroll Sylvia and her brothers in a Westminster, California grade school in 1943.
And when we got there, we were denied entry into the school. I think it was the last name and the color of our skin.
The Mendez family and four others filed a class action suit on behalf of 5,000 Latino students. The lawsuit against four Orange County school districts claimed that separating Latino students denied them of an equal education in violation of the 14th Amendment. This was a bold move at a time when Latinos couldn't own land in certain areas and were often kept from using public parks and swimming pools. On February 18, 1946, the Federal District Court in Los Angeles ruled in favor of the families. It was the first time that a federal court decided separate schools could never be equal. Although it was a victory in court, Mendez remembers she still had to fight for respect at her new school.
When I went to that white school, and that little boy came up and said to me, "You're a Mexican, what are you doing here?" When I said, "Mother, I don't want to be in that white school," she said, "Sylvia, of course you're going to go back to that school. And you are going to show that we are all under God the same."
70 years later, Sylvia Mendez lives in Fullerton, California. Her office walls are crowded with family pictures and awards for her education advocacy.
When my mother said to me in this room that we're in right now, you know, when she was about to go to heaven, "I want you to go and talk to everybody about this story." We knew that if it wasn't taught in school, that students wouldn't know about it.
That's true even at Felicitas and Gonzalo Mendez High School. It's named in honor of Sylvia Mendez's parents, and it's 97% Latino.
So Mendez v. Westminster, it's not currently in our textbook.
Ben DeLeon is a history teacher at Mendez. He saw the case as an opportunity to show students how Latinos have affected change and to use Mendez v. Westminster as a call to action now.
I think that's when my students were really able to think about their own experiences within the spirit of that case and think that perhaps some of the things that they are going through and they've experienced shouldn't be normal. Maybe they aren't normal. And why do those things happen?
After studying the Mendez case, DeLeon's students conducted interviews and wrote short fiction or essays that focused on social justice. One of them was Yareli Rojas. She interviewed Sylvia Mendez, and her essay Legacy leads off the book. Here she is reading from her piece.
"What would you do if your daughter asked you, 'Why do people treat us as if we are not humans?' Now you're living in the fall of 1943, in a place where white society doubts your intelligence and ability to succeed in higher education due to skin, color, and heritage."
Students use the book to voice their opinions on everything from foster care to immigration. something that Sylvia Mendez says honors her family's tradition of activism.
So we have to continue to fight. As Latinos become the majority of California, we have to have educated Latinos to show, you know, how powerful we can be, you know.
Mendez hopes the students in their book will spread the word about this historic case and inspire others to fight injustices. She knows she can't do it alone.
You know, I'm going to be 80 in June, so, you know, I was thinking I would slow down. And then when I read that book, I said, I cannot slow down. I just have to keep up on going and talking to the students about the importance of education and never giving up.
For Here and Now, I'm Bridget Kelly in Los Angeles.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson on our election road trip in South Carolina. And Robin, I have to keep reminding myself that it is February because it is a beautiful spring-like day here in Columbia.
Well, Jeremy, back here in Boston, you missed our 60-degree day yesterday.
Well, we'll see each other soon. It's yes. Here and Now.